You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As Pope Francis has reiterated again and again, human trafficking is a crime against humanity, a global evil to be tackled and eradicated. One of the continents most affected by this evil is Africa, as thousands of vulnerable people are trafficked within and from Africa for labour, sexual exploitation, and in many crisis situations. That's why Caritas Internationalis and the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People have organised a three-day international conference on human trafficking in Abuja, Nigeria. From the 5th to the 7th of September, key stakeholders, including many faith-based organisations, will share practices on cooperation and challenges and identify common strategies for prevention regarding the trafficking of persons. Father Pierre Chibambo, Ecclesiastical Assistant and Africa Liaison Officer for Caritas Internationalis, told me why the conference is so significant.
This conference is extremely important for Caritas Internationalis because it is part of the priorities identified in our strategic framework and also in our operational plan. This is an important issue. Caritas Internationalis and the Pontifical Council of Pastoral Care for Migrants and Itinerant People are co-organizing this international conference. It is hosted by Caritas Nigeria because we really want to raise awareness and give hope to those who are caught in this tragedy of modern slavery. So we want to give our contribution to combating this human trafficking in Africa. And it is good that we are organizing this in Nigeria, which is a country where this issue is a real problem. But not only Nigeria, I must say the whole of Africa. We wanted to focus this on Africa and to bring together stakeholders, actors who are involved, coming from churches, faith-based organizations, leaders and officials who are really committed to fighting human trafficking across the African continent. Of course, Nigeria is a country affected by this, but not only Nigeria. It is affecting most of the countries in Africa, actually.
I see, looking at the program, that a lot of faith-based organizations are present at the conference to give their perspective. What can faith-based organizations contribute to raising awareness and to finding solutions?
Well, they have, first of all, to share their analysis, to be able to analyze together the situation and the context in which this trafficking of children, this sexual exploitation, the context in which this is happening, to understand the root causes of it, to share the good practices in fighting, in preventing, and also in advocating. So it is all about coming together, analyzing, sharing, engaging together, mobilizing resources to fight against this modern slavery, as Pope Francis has been calling it.
You mentioned Pope Francis. He is indeed a very strong voice within this field of action. How has his voice impacted your work?
Well, you know that Pope Francis is a strong voice for all Caritas work together. First of all, he has been so very supportive to all that we do, whether it is all about responding to major emergencies, whether it is working with local communities, for example, to fight against hunger. You will remember that he supported strongly our campaign against hunger. He is also supporting all our work around this issue of trafficking. We'll be receiving his message. And the way he has been talking about modern slavery is calling for Caritas Internationalis to engage at all levels, from the grassroots to the international, engaging local communities, engaging religious communities and religious congregations, local churches, local leaders, etc., to engage at all levels to ensure that this is not happening anymore.
The Pope has actually gone a step further. He has established a new dicastery in which people who have been trafficked have a special place. How important is this within the work of the Church?
This new dicastery, it's giving us the opportunity to really work together. As many have said, the Church is all about communion and organization. And this communion means, that we are able to come together as believers, as people who are inspired by the gospel and the gospel values and the teachings of the Church, in order to work collectively, to act as one, and then to organize the work in such a way that we are not working in competition, but in synergy. So we are coming together to have a stronger voice, to maximize our resources, to put all our energy together in order to address this issue. So the dicastery, this new dicastery, will be facilitating that. It will help us come together, work together, organize our service, use responsibly our resources, and we know that the resources most of the time today are limited, so we have to ensure that they are used where they need to have a real impact. So this is, for us, a kairos. And in Caritas, we see this as a very good opportunity to really raise the profile of the Church in putting the human person at the center of our mission, because this is the most important call by Pope Francis. We see that the name is all about promoting integral human development. So the human person is at the center of our mission. And as he has pointed it out clearly, the social mission of the Church is about serving, accompanying, and defending the poor. And I think that is the role of this new dicastery.
That was Father Pierre Chibambo, Ecclesiastical Assistant and Africa Liaison Officer for Caritas Internationalis.